to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, we were talking recently about this kind of feeling. I'm just turned 58. I think you're still a few years under me, but you're in your 50s as well. How age, no matter how much you work out, will catch up to you. Like, I haven't worked out in at least the last year since I moved to East Texas. You, though, work out pretty much every day. I think the longest I've ever seen you not do something is 2 days.
Yeah.
And that's usually because you're sick, which happens. I've known you, almost 7 years now. I think that's happened twice. So you're very consistent with your workouts. But we were talking about the fact that it even has caught up to you in some instances.
I know, it's depressing, but it's okay.
But you know, it makes you more human. That's why I wanted to do a podcast about it.
Well, and let me say this in a lighthearted way. What's really, and I was going to say this right before we started, and I wanted to save it. I've been a trainer for 35 years. And when I first started training, I was 19 years old. And the first woman that hired me said to me, first of all, it's hard to get respect in the fitness business. Probably take you about 10 years to really get respected. And second, just remember, not everyone's 19. Well, you know, when you're 19 or, you know, teen or 20s, even your body is like, oh my gosh, I was like spring loaded. And, you know, and for years, by the way, but even at the beginning, right? So it was like, I've always worked on modifying. Like, I know that not everyone here can do what I can do. So I want to work to your level because I'm a coach, right? I'm a fitness trainer, right. I'm a coach. But for myself, I, you know, like push myself always as hard as I could. That's fun for me. And I raced a lot of years, things like that. But in the beginning, when people would tell me about their aches and pains and things like that, you know, you're like, oh, you'll be all right. You know, because you don't feel it. I mean, you just don't feel it. And people would even say to me when I was in my 20s, oh my gosh, just wait till you're 40. And I thought, oh my gosh. That sounds, you know, I'm not going to feel that when I'm 40. I would always think that way. Like, I'm going to feel like me all the time.
All the time.
And here's something.
Actually, that's what my husband sounds like.
What do you mean? I will say this. I've never stopped exercising ever. Right. And like Caroline said, sure, I'll take a rest day, or if I don't feel well, like I listen to my body a lot more than I used to. But the reality is I tend to work out multiple times a day, not just once.
Right.
I like to do a mix of exercises. I love running. I love strength training. I do my boot camp parking lot workout, RunnerX style. So what's happened as I've gotten older is things that I used to kind of not poke fun at, but kind of, are things like warming up, things like getting skill drills, things like doing mobility work and extra range of motion exercises, balance exercises, all these things that you didn't really need so much when you were younger. And I would even give them to older people and not do them myself, to be honest with you.
Right.
You know,
right.
Y'all need to work on your balance, because I'm over here like, why am I not needing to work on my balance? So one of the things that I've learned as I've gotten older is how important these things are starting young, like at all ages, it's important, but more so even as you get older. However, it's challenging to start also as you get older, right? You're seeing mm-hmm. that you've missed out.
Yeah.
And you know that. However, we've seen an exciting, for us, more people are signing up for RunnerX today that are older than ever. We've got people in their 50s, 60s, a few 70s coming in, you know, and instead of people thinking, well, I can't do something, they're starting to reach out to us and say, hey, what can I do to keep moving? And right. I always think maybe part of that's because they've seen me age.
Yeah, maybe.
I've got my white hair, but I'm still bouncing around. And, you know, Caroline said it earlier. I hurt my leg. Now it's been 3 years, I guess. And I've never
been
not
that long.
Has it?
God, I think it has been. Yeah.
Yeah. And when it first happened, I kind of blew it off like, wow, I really hurt myself, but surely it's just going to go away. All my injuries go away. And I worked through my injuries. And it didn't. Like, it was a serious injury. Like, I couldn't put all my body weight on my leg. And I never went to the doctor, I'll be honest. And I did do all my own rehab. And now I'm like 99%. But what's amazing, though, is that I had to really go back and humble myself. Like, I had to really work on this rehab more than I've ever had to rehab in my life. And I had stress fractures and shin splints and plantar fasciitis and you name it. You know, those kinds of injuries from running.
Right.
This was definitely more serious than that. And the best part, guys, was that I did things that I give other people to do. Right. And like I said before, in the beginning, when I was younger, I'd be like, oh, my first mile's my warm up.
Yeah.
I don't need to do all those warm up exercises. Well, all of a sudden now I'm injured. I do have to warm up. And then I found when I do warm up, wow, I feel so much better. And I'm actually now running again. I'm not just, you know, drilling. And I mean, you know, things that you let go as you get older, I think, as we all should, are like, I'm not maybe not going to run the times I ran when I was in my 20s and 30s or even my 40s. I have to like accept what can I do now. But the best part is you can maintain your elasticity. You can maintain your strength. You can keep running. We've got people hitting PRs in their 60s. And I think part of it is because they didn't race before, you know, and now they're like, wow, I'm, you know, feeling so good. So I want to not, so I shouldn't have said that at the beginning. I said, it's a little depressing, but I'm human and it's hard. I was laughing with Caroline. Then a friend of mine talked me into signing up for a holiday 5K and I don't race anymore. So when I went to sign up, my sign up said, you haven't done a holiday jingle fest or whatever since 2016. And then I saw my time from 2016 and I'm probably not going to get that tonight, you know?
Right.
And I have to be, one, okay with that. And two, think, hey, you can still get out and go run a 5K if you want to. So you know what?
Yeah. That you're still training like that. Well, and I think that's the thing is that, and we've talked about this. I believe your injury was probably more of like a labrum tear than just like a pulled muscle, like because it took so long for you to rehab.
I don't think it was a labrum tear, honestly. I think if anything was torn, it was meniscus.
Oh, okay. So it was more in the knee, I think, than the hip.
You know, you look up, you know, you can Google your things. I think had a fracture in the femur somewhere in the front of the leg.
Okay.
Because that's where I felt the most pressure or like pain if I tried to put fingertip pain. But my knee itself wouldn't bend in the beginning when I first injured it. Okay. And so my personal opinion is that I went to Weight Bear because I didn't do it running, guys. Of course, like it's not even a great story. That's the worst part. But I stepped down is what happened. And when I did, I think my body weight came down too much on the leg and my muscles tried to like contract at the same time to save it. So because even now it's like if I do too much or I get too tired, the soreness always comes into that same spot in the front of the leg, but the knee is what was affected. And this is what's so interesting with the body, guys, is that I rehab myself, but when I work with people that have been injured, so many times they only work on that injured spot. And I'm like, you've got to move around because your body is a one unit. So the issue, my knee itself, actually, you know, like I said, if I had damaged it, it was probably in the meniscus.
Right.
Because as I continue to rehab and get better, my range of motion came back. And I have a friend that actually tore her meniscus gardening. And she's one of my morning girls. And she's honestly, all of her rehab post-surgery was all the same stuff I was doing.
Yeah.
And we both were talking about that. And the doctor even said to her, if she wouldn't have come in, it over time would have healed. Most of us have torn stuff like this before, but because she came in and he could see, you know, they did the MRI and all that, they were like, this will be such a quicker recovery. Like she didn't have to recover for 2 years. She recovered faster with the surgery. So I'm not telling people not to go to the doctor, but the rehab she did was exactly the same thing I did. Right. And I'm still doing. So the fun part is, The exercises that we give you and the exercises I use, they're all that they're for everybody. Like, it's not we did things that, oh, wow, this is a brand new thing. I've never seen it. It's more in that you start working with movements and strength in your body in a different way. Because, like, for example, today I had a Zoom. We do a lot of Zooms in the RunnerX. And it is challenging for people to find their glutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, to just stand there and find your glute. Well, we spent probably 3 to 5 minutes doing different glute activations until everybody not just could feel their glute, but could actually isolate right versus left. Now, imagine if you never do that. How do you know you're not doing it? You don't know until you hurt yourself. See what I mean?
Right.
So I'm like, this is such good preventative work.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so
mm-hmm.
as
Absolutely.
You get older, like, these muscle patterns, these connections, I think become even more important than, because when you're a kid or you're younger, like, these movements and these connections are there. They're all so natural. They've been that way your whole life. And all of a sudden you get to hit your late 40s, 50s, and you're like, wow, I have to wake up my hip.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's what I was kind of joking about with my husband. He will take these long stretches of time off. And even like when he'll start to walk, he'll just start to exercise or do something. And like 10 years ago, he did it. And it took him probably, you know, what you would expect a man in his 40s. It took him probably 2 or 3 weeks to get going, stop feeling any like real residual pain and get moving, you know, get going again. 3 to 4
right.
weeks, right? This go around, now he's in his 50s. He's taken another 10 years off, right? Trying to do the same thing again. And it's been horrible. It's been way more than 4 weeks getting him going. And the pain in he says his legs just feel dead, like, for the whole day and into the next day. Right. You know, he started like, I got to check my heart. I got to check my cardio. I'm like, and he did. Don't get me wrong. I'm not that bad that I said, no, don't go to the doctor, check these things. But my point was, dude, you're old. You're now in your mid 50s. Like, you're not going to come back like you did in your 20s. And then, of course, you bring up, and I'm like, but that was still your 40s, your early 40s. Like, we like you said, we don't think that's going to happen to us.
Right.
And so I think it's really powerful for people to understand that even Valerie, who exercises every day, twice a day, some days, who coaches this, can still happenstance get injured by something just poor movement that had nothing to do with exercise or running. And she still can take that same amount. Rehab is rehab, right? And it's going to come back whether you're super in shape or whether you're just a average workout person, you know? And
well,
I think
that's
really important.
Right. And I read recently, you know, I wish now, you know, hindsight, when I graduated college, if I'd stayed one more year, I could have gotten like my PT degree. I wish I would have, I didn't.
Right.
But one of the things that hasn't changed in 35 years is the body and how we respond to movement and the movements we need. What's hard to see over time is the loss of not just, you know, your connection, but things like elasticity, right? One of the reasons that when you're young, you move so easily is you're using elasticity a lot. You jump, you skip, you hop, you want to move.
Right.
Well, the more you sit, the more sedentary you are. By the way, even if you're a runner, this is important because we have a lot of runners that come in and they're using so much active muscle contractions when they run, they're actually not using their muscle elasticity. And muscle elasticity is something we all can develop and use and benefit from. And by the way, until age 85,
wow.
You have plenty of available elasticity. However, if you don't use it, it doesn't just automatically like work for you. And this is important
right.
because people think, well, I went for a run or I went for a bike ride or went for a walk. So I did my thing. I got my exercise and I'm like, yeah, but you didn't. You didn't
yeah,
get the
yeah.
full benefit of adding in elasticity work. And it's amazing what it does for people. It like wakes up your senses also, by the way. And
mm-hmm.
so it's challenging to get people to understand. It's not that we're saying your run doesn't count. It's, wow, you can add in these things that have come from just living a longer life, have, you know, things like that. Obviously, most of us are more sedentary. And adding in these little exercises that most people think are for rehab. They're not. They're actually, we should call them, I think the fun new phrase is prehab.
Prehab. That's good. I've
you know,
heard
it's
that.
Like, we not just do I want to be able to stay ready to run and stay out of injury, but that was my big thing, by the way, when I did hurt my leg, I couldn't jump. I couldn't hop.
Yeah.
And that was more frustrating than not being able to run, because when you use a lot of elasticity and you feel it in your movements and how everything feels better, then when you're not using it, it's like having a flat tire.
Right.
And that's one of the fun things too about our program is like, we'll pump your tires back up.
Yeah.
Get you that elasticity. And that's honestly, even your husband, my dad's 83 and I still write his workout programs. And he texted me the other day on the way to the gym and he said, "Hey, do I get bonus points if I just do half? I'm really tired today." So I wrote back, "Well, how about instead of just doing half, let me just give you these three exercises."
Right.
Do these three, and then that's it. You don't feel like you didn't do everything. You know, you did do what
right,
I asked.
You did your workout. You just did it slightly modified.
Correct.
Because you were,
and then
the not
best
feeling
part,
it.
Right. And the best part is he texted me after and said, "I went ahead and did all of it because once I started going, I felt so much better." And
right.
He's 83, you know, so I'm like, just keep in mind, guys, that like, that's the goal, is you want to still keep wanting to move. And then because he's accountable to me, then he's like, "Well, I better finish it because my coach is kind of mean."
Yeah. Well, guys, that's the key point, bringing up the coach part. That's one of the fun things about RunnerX that I think we don't talk about enough. And next week's podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about what makes us different. But the thing I want to bring up before we close out this podcast is that's what having a coach is about. So you're looking at a plan, or you're doing a workout and maybe it's not feeling right. Maybe you hurt yourself gardening like your other student did. That you reach out to the coach and you say, "Hey, coach," like your dad did, "can I do something different? Or does it kind of still count? Is there a way to modify?" That's one of the biggest questions I always want to have you talk about is, okay, that's a great movement and I think I could try it. But how would I modify that if I don't have that mobility yet? How would I modify that if I can't do that strength yet? And that's what having a coach is all about, guys. And that's the same with whether or not you want to send us in something for the podcast. If you see something on any of our social channels and you think, "God, I want to try that, but how would I modify that?" Shoot us a note. Best thing to do is put a comment under the video if it's on like Instagram or X or even Facebook. Comment and try to tag RunnerX if you can, because then she can answer it directly and she can tell you, "Hey, get a box, get, maybe use a, don't do a full curb, do a short." The curb runs are a great one that I talk to you about a lot. You know, we
right.
forget that a curb doesn't have to be a 6-inch curb, right? It doesn't have to be a step. And
right.
So there's so many things that she can do to help you. But if she tried to put that into one video, I guarantee you'd have some people doing, "I'm going to do it with the box, without the box, with the step." You know what I mean?
Right.
They wouldn't understand this modification. So all I'm saying, guys, is yes, as we age, it hits all of us. And we're here for you, whatever that age is, wherever you are in your rehab journey. And if the greatest thing about having a coach and working with RunnerX is you can reach out and say, "I'm not ready to do this," or even, "I'm afraid to do this. Last time I did this box jumps," I'll give you, that's a huge one for me. Because last time I did a full on box jump when I was in better shape, I nailed myself on the, on the shins. So I don't do box jumps. like I used to anymore. I do step ups and try to do it very quickly. But anyway, my point, guys, is reach out to us, tag us in a comment, let us know your questions, and we're here to answer it. And if you're really interested in starting out the new year with RunnerX, go to runrx.fit and join us in the membership. We would love to have you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunnerX podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runnerx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runnerx.fit.